Oh, look, it's going to have a very serious impact on our operation over at Wyndham. For the past 11 years, Panoramic have been the biggest customer through the Port of Wyndham, with the most product exported across the wharf. The biggest impact across the Port at Wyndham is they really did provide the employment for our stevedores. You know, that was the main employment through their month, sometimes two ships a month. So it's going to be very, very challenging to actually find work to replace the work that those guys were doing on the wharf.
Are there any jobs at the port in jeopardy as a result of this?
Look, we're going to be doing everything possible to make sure that we have the minimum impact that we possibly can on our workforce at the port. We're going to be working with the state government to see if we can get some of these some additional funding to undertake some of those upgrades that were identified, not only just to meet the requirements of the white paper in terms of developing the north, but also some of the issues that were identified by the Kimberley Port Authority when they were looking to take control of the Wyndham Port, and there were some infrastructure issues that they identified. Now's an opportune time to address those upgrades, and we believe that our stevedores at the port have got the capability to perform a lot of that work. So we'll be having those discussions with Department of Transport and Regional Development over the next couple of weeks, and hopefully develop a program that can keep all of our guys over there gainfully employed.
And how confident are you that you'll be able to keep people at the port in jobs?
Oh, look, I'm very comfortable that we will be able to keep, a good viable workforce there. I guess the issue will be potentially for those guys that work in the port occasionally as stevedores, that we won't have the regular work there to keep as many of those guys employed as we would like, but we've got the potential to engage some of those guys on some of this infrastructure upgrade work as well that we're hoping that we'll be able to get a budget for.
How was that news of the mine closure received by yourself and the other staff?
Look, it wasn't unexpected given where the commodity prices have all been going over the past 6 months in particular. And look, the other side of the equation as well, they were our biggest fuel customer, so it's had a double whammy on us. The fuel business is also going to be set back by their temporary closure. And that also has a roll-on effect with the port, because we're going to be receiving less fuel ships at the port. So, it's tough. And we're now looking at what we can do to address the issues.
This comes off the back of Buru Energy's decision to halt its crude oil production at the Yungani oil field, which was being exported through the Port of Wyndham. It just seems like another cruel blow for the port.
It does indeed, and again, that's another victim of low commodity prices. I guess the really good thing about both Buru and Panoramic is those operations are going into care and maintenance in order to get them back into operation. If and when the market does recover, we're not talking significant capex dollars here. We do expect to see both of those operations exporting through the port again once commodity prices recover.
What do you think about Panoramic Resources' decision? Was it the right thing to do?
Look, I think that, they would have thought about the decision very, very carefully. They wouldn't have taken this decision lightly. And we believe it's the right decision for them to take to preserve their resource going forward, so they can actually, make a bit of money out of it and not sell it into a loss. They've got not only a significant investment down at the mine site, but also out at the port in the storage shed there. And we're really, really keen to see them return and to work with them to get their exports back up to full production.